rounding up more Russians to fight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what leader Vladimir Putin is doing after recent setbacks in Ukraine. His forces driven back by a counteroffensive with Ukrainian troops liberating some areas.
I think it is necessary to support the proposal of the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff to conduct a partial mobilization in Russia. I repeat, we are only talking about a partial mobilization.
Partial mobilization, but we're talking about 300,000 people. So more troops in the short term. But much more than that could be on the table in the future, as Vladimir Putin now says he will not rule out the possible use of nuclear weapons to defend Russia's acquisition of Ukrainian soil.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the United Nations General Assembly today. So will President Biden, expected to be very supportive of Ukraine, very critical of Russia. They're breathing a sigh of relief in the Bahamas. Hurricane Fiona is forecast to take a sharp turn after hitting Turks and Caicos and doing deadly damage in the Dominican Republic and flood-ravaged Puerto Rico.
This is going to be moving to the north and to the east, so away from the islands here over the next couple of days. Passing just by Bermuda, you notice well off the coast of the United States.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. A contentious first meeting for former President Trump's lawyers with the special master they asked for to review the material the FBI seized from Trump's Florida home.
Judge Raymond Deary, the special master, asked Trump's attorneys for proof that Trump did indeed declassify documents seized by the FBI. Trump's legal team took issue with the request, arguing they don't want to give too many details over fears of exposing Trump criminally. Deary said, quote, "You can't have your cake and eat it too."
Fox's David Spunt. Mortgage rates may go up even more, and we may pay more to get a car loan or pay off credit card debt, with another big interest rate hike expected today from the Federal Reserve aimed at driving down inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Fed's interest rate hike decision, possibly a 0.75% increase, maybe 1%. Stock futures are rising. This comes after another big sell-off yesterday. A fraud bust in Minnesota related to COVID relief money, the biggest such case in the entire pandemic.
The DOJ alleges at least 47 people over nearly 2 years stole $250 million under the guise of a federally funded child nutrition program. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar said money went not to meals and kids, but mainly to the accused.
To buy houses in Minnesota, resort property and real estate in Kenya and Turkey, luxury cars, commercial property, jewelry, and much more.
Six group indictments cover fraud, money laundering, bribery, and more. FBI special agent in charge in Minneapolis, Michael Paul, called it
a blatant display of greed.
Some of the accused are in custody. The IRS and postal inspectors are involved, indicating more indictments may come. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Football season's barely started, but it's already over for a high school team in Pennsylvania, canceled with 10 players facing charges over
alleged hazing involving the Middletown High School football team. At least two students will face attempted sexual assault charges. The school superintendent says cell phone video shows a group of students restraining their teammates and using athletic equipment to poke their bodies. The head football coach resigned after the video surfaced, and when a second video came to light, the school district decided to cancel the football season. John Saucier, Fox News.
It was a big night at Yankee Stadium in New York.
The drama in the closing weeks of the baseball season isn't just confined to the playoff races. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit his 60th homer of the season in a 9-8 win over the Pirates. He's now just one short of Roger Maris's American League record.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to Fox News Podcasts.com.